Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the creator of the Celestial Timings and the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And I thought it might be fun to look at the Aries archetype from the feminine perspective for women who have Venus in Aries or maybe are Aries rising. And also men could maybe relate to this and have appreciation for this too. But from the feminine perspective, Venus in Aries is the wild woman. She's the Amazon warrior. She's independent. She knows herself by her own accomplishments and achievements and not really what she's doing for others. So she's really knowing herself from her own experience. And she... in a wild state, or in the, you know, a healthy wild state, is coming from a place of innocence and also sort of a knowing that is beyond, you know, regular middle world logic and reason. And it's unrestrained by the limits and rules and judgments of the current culture. So she is a sacred warrior defending and protecting the cosmic order, goddess of victorious triumph. And she has the ability to play, to be spontaneous, to be fun, very charismatic. This is a very fun energy. And there's a aspect of Venus in Aries that does not want to be told what to do. She really wants to have the ability to make her own decisions and to choose her own way. So I thought this story that I came across some years ago when I was reading stories to my youngest son. It's from the Knights of the Round Table, and it's the story of King Arthur and Sir Gawain when they meet Sir Malgor of the Deadly Axe. And they're out, Gawain and Arthur are out one night, and they're out late, and they come across the castle, so they knock at the door and ask to be taken in for the night. And Sir Malgor is kind of a cranky guy, and he's not very happy about this. So basically he says to Arthur... he makes some offer to him and says, you know, if you can chop off my head, then I'll, you know, then maybe I'll, or yeah, and I die or something like that. I'll let you stay. If I live, then you have to let me chop off your head. So Arthur says, okay. And he chops off the knight's head, but the knight just goes and picks up his head and puts it back on. And then Arthur just leans down and says, okay, go ahead and chop off my head. And the knight kind of is moved by Arthur's willingness to see the bargain through that they had made. And he says, all right, tell you what, you answered this riddle for me and I'll let you live. And you have 7 days to answer it. And the riddle is, what is it that women want most? So Arthur has 7 days to find the answer to this. And he goes out throughout his kingdom and asks every woman that he sees, what is it they want most? And he gets all these different answers. And we could say these answers might come from the different expressions of the feminine Venus position. So, for example, if a woman says she wants to have a happy family, to have children, and healthy, happy family and children, then that might be a Venus in Cancer answer. If it's she wants wisdom and to be able to manage her domain, then that might be a Venus in Capricorn answer. If she says she wants to be a star, a leading woman, that might be a Venus in Leo answer. If she wants adventure, and that might be a Gemini answer. It might even be a Sagittarius answer, especially if she wants to quest for truth and meaning, and then that would definitely be a Sagittarius answer if she wants to be on the spiritual quest. But all these answers that Arthur receives is that he realizes aren't, it must not be the right answer, somehow doesn't feel right to him. So on the last day, he and Gawain are headed back to Sir Malgor's castle, and then as they're approaching the castle, an old woman calls to them, and she is really ugly, really smelly. She's got yellow, wrinkled skin, and her teeth are jagged, and she has a patch over her eye, and she smells really bad, and they're kind of hesitant to go near her because she's so ugly and so disgusting. But she tells Arthur, she calls out to him and says, I know the answer to the riddle. And so Arthur says, okay, great, tell me what the answer is. And she says, not so fast. I need you to promise me to marriage to one of your knights. And so Arthur's like, oh, I can't really do that. And Gawain says, hey, I'll marry her because, you know, it's more important that you as the king live than, you know. So anyway, so that he's promised to, Gawain promises himself, even though Arthur protests, and she tells him the answer. And she says that the answer is that what a woman wants most is to have her own way, or to make her own choices. And so, of course, that's the answer. So Arthur lives, and that day the wedding takes place, and Gawain marries this very ugly, horrible-looking, smelly woman. And they go to the wedding chamber, and she asks for a kiss. And Gawain's kind of like, oh, man, he closes his eyes, he kisses her, and when he opens his eyes, the most beautiful woman he could ever imagine is sitting before him. And she says, you have helped me to break this horrible curse, a part of this horrible curse that is on me. And now you get to choose whether you would like me to see me beautiful during the day or beautiful by night, as I have to return to my other form either by day or by night, but it's up to you to choose which you prefer. And he thinks about it, and he kind of goes through his mind of all the different things. Well, you know, does he want a beautiful woman to show off during the day, but then, you know, being in bed with her at night, and finally he realizes he can't really make that choice. And he says to her, you make the choice. You're the one that has to live with it. And it's really not my choice to make. And so she smiles and says, you have broken the rest of the curse. Because the thing that woman wants most is to choose her own way, to make her own choice. And he gave her the gift of making her own choice about that. So now she got to be herself, her true authentic self, always. Not just by day or not just by night, but by day and by night. And so that is the gift of Venus in Aries. When she gets to have her own way, she can be her true authentic self, and she can put her energy into the cause she believes in. She can really be all in for something that she feels very committed to, and that is worth furthering and worth supporting and worth trying to find another word besides fighting for, but standing for or supporting. And that is an essence or a way of looking at the Aries archetype as it expresses through the feminine.